My name is Patrick Deely, and this poem is called Imagining My Mother as a Sibyl. If she sits on a tripod, communing with the earth's navel, as did the wise women of Delphi, each in turn long ages ago. This is coincidental to the task at hand. Peeling spuds, for example, or milking. A life's no less intense for being spent in one spot. So charmed and charged, she must look about her, always curious, and wander the wetlands in her rainbow scarf and moss green coat, and ramble again in her mind alone until she is ready to go ghosting on her final journey. A spring well glimmers in her eye. She will follow cracks in the kitchen floor back to where her children are infants, or dipping into a rabbit's burrow, find a rogue egg laid by a rogue hen, an intact yolk in a thin-skinned sack, completely devoid of a shell. Her chestnut curls turn slowly grey, and the roses in her cheeks wither gently. Her mind stays quick. She'll lose, only if she must, her pragmatic farmer self and give its due to the flaggard, flowering yellow and purple, which she never once dreams of calling iris. And from Sibyl, no less than navel of the earth, make her amused, vaguely puzzled retreat, not raving or falling into a trance, not offering any huge pronouncements to shake the world or change its course. No allegory or embellishment, only the names and faces recurring, vivified in fond, fierce whispers, as she departs with the blameless over meandering streamlets and old stone bridges, towards where Will-o'-the-Wisp holds out for her promised dance. I wrote this poem in 2010, just after my mother's death. Sibyl is a wise woman, or was a wise woman. In her own way, my mother was a wise woman. She was a farmer, a fully hands-on farmer. My father loved machinery and engines and tractors, but he couldn't abide farming. She loved farming. She loved to take her strolls. She was a great believer in De Valera in many respects. De Valera had the notion that if you took a nap every day, you could extend your life into old age. She didn't agree with him on that. She took a ramble through the wetlands, the river meadows of home in East Galway, the Callows. And this poem was for her.